90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Radio without boundaries.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors. So uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind. Was you
You are listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 in St. Paul. This is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman.
This program will inspire you, inform you, feed you healthy recipes, engage you politically, and enlighten you spiritually. Help me name it. I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. And if I make you happy, I don't need to do more. Cause you make me feel. You make me feel.
Good evening. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, and we're streaming online at kfai.org. And this is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman, and I'm Kinshasa. Happy 2026. We're going to start this new year with affirmations. And the affirmations that we're going to start with are Abraham Hicks. And Abraham is a group of non-physical beings that speak through a woman named Esther Hicks. Abraham is not a single individual, but a group of consciousness or infinite intelligence from a non-physical dimension that communicates through Esther Hicks. Esther and her late husband, Jerry Hicks, began receiving and transcribing these communications, which are the basis for the Abraham Hicks teachings on the law of attraction, manifestation, and joy. Abraham is described as a group of non-physical entities or infinite intelligence. Abraham is not a single being. It is not the Abraham from the Bible, but a collective energy that communicates with humans. I think that you'll enjoy this a lot, as Abraham is truly about love, joy, abundance, and manifestation. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good morning. This is a good morning. This is a really good morning. This is a new morning. This is a new day. This is a new vibrational point of attraction. This is a new beginning. This is me new into the world. This is me choosing my vibrations more deliberately. This is me in this good morning being aware of the way I am feeling. This is me being in touch with my emotions. This is me, a good morning. This is me and my good morning being aware of the value of my emotions. This is me new in this day with a vortex full of all kinds of things that are readily, even immediately, some eventually, all eventually available to me. This is a really good day. This is the beginning of me deliberately tuning myself to the frequency that allows my receptive mode. This is me in my new day, in this good morning, allowing myself more than ever before to be in the receptive mode of everything that I've intended, everything that I've asked for, everything that I've put into the vortex, all that I've become, full alignment with all that I have become. This is a good day. This is a new beginning. This is a new beginning for me. Good morning. This is a new day. Today, everything in my world will respond differently to me than it has ever before. Because while I slept, all momentum subsided. And now that I'm awake, I'm taking care to focus in ways that will allow my receptive mode. I know that I am an extension of source energy, and I know that I've come into this physical time-space reality with purpose, and I know that this time-space reality has served my purpose well. I sifted and sorted and decided, and I've come to all kinds of conclusions about things that are important to me, and I've put them into my vibrational reality where they have been tended to by you, Source, you who is at the basis of my really good day. I like knowing that you are aware of me, and I like knowing that you will go everywhere I go today. I like knowing that you'll be in on the conversations with me, that you'll be aware of what my intentions are, that you will care about the people that I am interacting with, and that you will know what their intentions are. I like that this broader view that you hold is available to me, and I like that whatever I'm ready for now, I will feel an impulse about. This is a really good day. As I move through this day, contrast will still exist, and from it, I will find more things that I desire. I know that in this really good day, that those contrasting experiences are not me being off my path, but still being on my path. I embrace the contrast that comes today, and I keep it in perspective because I understand that it's not me leaving my path. I understand it's me still on my path, doing what I intended when I came into this time-space reality. So I'll sift and I'll sort and I'll come to yet new awarenesses of what I want. And all day I will be keenly aware of the way I feel. I expect that in this day, I will feel good all day long. Good within contrast because I understand it. Good with my deliberate attention of focus because I understand that. Better today than ever before because I'm consciously setting forth my intentions at the beginning of this day to utilize my guidance system in the way that I intended to use it when I came into this physical body to begin with. This is a really good day. My vortex is full of manifested potential. My vortex is a now reality that I can feel my way into. Today I intend to feel exhilaration about things not yet manifested, because I understand the reality of them. I now get what true faith is. I get what true belief is. It's an understanding of the way the universe works. It's an understanding that vibration precedes manifestation. It's an understanding that the vibration is a reality. It's an understanding that I can achieve vibrational alignment with that vibrational reality. It's an understanding that I can find that feeling of well-being even without the manifestation. I embrace this really good, unconditional day. Today will be full of conditions. There will be driving and traffic and people and business and commerce. There will be conversation. There will be all kinds of information about all kinds of things. And I accept that as the basis of my manifested reality. But there will also be insights and emotions. There will also be knowledge. There will also be information coming from source. There will also be me in the receptive mode. This is a really good day. I will have more awareness of my vibrational reality today than I ever have before. I will be more aware of the way I feel than I have ever been before. And while I will be moving about a physical, manifested, material world, and I will be embracing it, and I will be applauding it, and I will be appreciating it, I am also predominantly unconditional in my beingness today. Maybe for the very first time, at least better than I've ever been before. Because today, the way I feel is not dependent upon the conditions that have already manifested. It's dependent upon the vibration that I sense, the vibration that I'm tuned to, the vibration that I understand, the vibration that my source holds, the vibration that I have access to, the vibrational frequency of who I am. Today is a really good day. Today, I'm going to pronounce myself an emotional being, which means today I'm going to pronounce myself a vibrationally astute being, which means today I'm going to pronounce myself aware of my guidance system and using it to the best of my ability. I understand that the source within me is aware of where I stand in relationship to everything that I desire. And I believe with all that I am that my inner being is guiding me along the path of least resistance, which also happens to be the path of my greatest joy, the path of my greatest clarity, and the path of my most fun. So I pronounce today, on this really good day, that no matter where I am going, and no matter what I am doing, and no matter who I am doing it with, that it will be my dominant intent to hold myself in the place of feeling good. Today is the day that I pronounce as my day of greatest appreciation. Today is the day that I pronounce as my day of greatest awareness. Today is the day that I pronounce as my day of greatest emotional awareness and emotional response to my awareness. Today I am pronouncing myself a liver of unconditional love. Unconditional clarity, unconditional alignment, unconditional attunement. Today, I am tuned in, tapped in, turned on to who I really am. Today, I intend to the best of my ability to fulfill myself as I have meant to be fulfilled. Today, I'm going to look for reasons to feel good and I will find them. And if I stumble upon something that doesn't feel so good, I will revel in the perfection of my guidance system and I will make the adjustment. So what are positive momentum building statements that you could offer for yourself? What's a really base statement that you could make? Something that's right at the core of who you are. Things are always working out for me. That might be a little too advanced. You might not believe that. I'm a good person. How about this one? It is what it is. Everybody can get there. It is what it is. It is what it is. How about this? I give up. I give up. I give up the struggle. I give up the battle. I give up the deception of control. I give up the uncontrollable. I give up the deception of control. I give up. I give in. I give in. I give in. I give in. I give in to what? I give in to my ultimate well-being. I give in to my goodness. I give up the battle and I give in to my goodness. I give in. In to what? I give in to alignment. Is it moving you in any way? You're giving up the battle and you're giving in to alignment. You're giving in to your goodness. You're giving in to the inevitable worthiness that is you. You're giving in to the unfolding of life. You're giving in to what you gave into when you decided to come. I'm giving in to the probability of happiness. I'm giving up the struggle. If you're giving up the struggle, what are you giving into? Can you find it? Can you find some words? What? Giving in to relief. I'm giving in to ease. I'm giving in to natural. I'm giving in to flow. I'm giving in to goodness. I'm giving in to clarity. I'm giving in to the receptive moment. I'm giving in to getting a good idea. I'm giving in to relief. I'm giving in to ease. I'm giving in to fun. I'm giving in to joy. I'm giving in to not giving. A rat's ass. About what anybody else thinks about anything. I'm giving in to my alignment. I'm giving in to my connection. I'm giving up the struggle. I'm giving up the battle. I'm giving in to ease. I'm giving in to power. I'm giving in to clarity. I'm giving in to a nap. I'm giving in to sleep. I'm giving in to rest. I'm giving in to feeling good. I'm giving in to happy. Play this game with yourself. Do it when you've got a little struggle going and use it to guide yourself back onto the roadway. And notice that the more control you have as you care about how you feel, because sometimes you can say these words and you're right back in alignment, and sometimes you can't, so give in to that. Just stop the struggle and stop the judgment. Stop the self-judgment. That's really what we're asking. Stop beating up on yourself about where you are, and stop beating up on others for not understanding where you are. They're not going to get it. It's not their job. It's your job. It's just your job. It's just your job to understand where you are. It's your job to live happily ever after. So here's the deal. You're going to live ever after. Might as well decide to be happy. Gets easier when you croak. That part's easy. Whoosh, happy. 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 But there's a reason that you're here, because you like the hands in the clay. You like the deliberate intent. You like the freedom of getting to choose. You like the benefit of being out here on the leading edge where all the juice is. You like that feeling. You said it to us. You like that feeling of the thought turning to the thing and you getting to witness it and guide it. You like the deliberate control of the inevitable natural happiness that is the way you are, you see. This is a good conversation. Do you feel easier about life? You feel like you want to take a softer approach? You feel like you'd like to let others alone a little bit and let them do as they want to do? You feel like you're ready to give up the control, to give in to the inevitable, to allow the well-being to be, to let the earth spin in its orbit, to let your heart pump on its own tonight? Oh. Got to set my alarm. Got to keep that heart pumping. Got to keep that blood flowing. Got to metabolize. Oh, man, I got a long list of things I got to do. Earth in orbit, sun coming up, water moving around the planet, seeds turning to crops. The animals have to keep propagating. Plants have to keep being, have such responsibility. You don't, do you? The well-being is so dominant. You just have to find your place in it. And your place in it is not in struggling to maintain it. It's maintaining. Your problems will maintain your solutions. And your questions will maintain your answers. And collectively, you are all of such benefit to one another. You're eternally living. You might as well live happily ever after, yeah?
Tune into Radio Pocho and join DJs Terrell Lamar and Miguel Vargas as they explore emerging Latina indie artists and their many influences across space, place, time, and genre. That's Radio Pocho, reclaiming roots through música, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on 90.3 FM KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio, or listen online at KFAI.org.
We're continuing with our 2026 Day of Affirmations. We are listening to the affirmations of Abraham Hicks. And Abraham only speaks of law of attraction, joy, abundance, and moving in clarity in a way that makes our life work. Can't think of a better way to start the new year.
I love the ease of my world. I love knowing what I know about vibration. I love knowing that it's about frequency and that I can focus. I love the ease that I'm able to frequently accomplish. I love setting this time aside in order to find this feeling of ease. I so love knowing the laws of the universe. I so love understanding my vibrational nature. I so love my understanding of focus and momentum. I love that I can begin this day in a vibration of well-being and ease. I really like knowing the sources surrounding me and everyone else, that all who I love is surrounded by this ease. I love activating into myself in a way that I recognize it and can feel it fully and really own it. I love knowing that I will be guided to perfect thoughts and behaviors when timing is perfect for doing that. And meanwhile, I sit in ease and eagerness and appreciation for all that is to come. I'm happy about where I stand and eager about what's coming. I know that there are many who are seeking what I'm coming to know, and I'm so pleased that I'm demonstrating it in my own experience in a way that it will be evident in all regards to those who behold me. I feel so happy that I'm able to leave conditions out of the equation of my ease, that I'm able to just find ease by the power of my focus. I so adore non-physical energy, who I believe is flowing with ease and perfection around all that is. I love contemplating that there is this atmosphere of well-being that is focused to all of us, and to the degree that we find ease and allow it in, we are experiencing this well-being. I just love it when my ease begins to expand, when I begin to feel the momentum of my vibration increasing, to where I begin to feel a sort of eagerness about things. Not an eagerness that inspires me to action right now, but an eagerness of what's coming. A sort of optimistic renewal is happening within me. And while I know that the timing of action isn't quite yet, I know it is coming. And meanwhile, I feel comfortable in this optimism that is beginning to build within me. It feels to me as if I have access to the power that creates worlds, and I'm able to focus it. And I'm loving learning the balance of that focusing. Because as I focus with alignment, I can feel that I continue to allow the energy to flow to me and through me. It is so exciting to me to get into this place of utter well-being and then to begin shining it through my focus in the direction of things that matter to me. And I'm adoring this understanding of this unconditional love and focus and energy that's coming to me. And I'm finding my way, bit by bit, I'm finding myself more capable of not putting conditions in my way that block this energy flow. I know that I'm getting the handle on this energy flow. And I know that I am proficient, more proficient in every day as a result of my focus. Sometimes I get excited and I want to run out ahead of it. But always when that feeling comes, I can feel uneasiness sort of guide me a little bit. And I realize that not quite yet, don't act quite yet. Sit in the knowing of this yet longer. Find the vibrational alignment of it and watch how my desire is inspiring others to behavior. I'm now understanding that my desire does not mean only that I will be inspired to the action that will then make change. I understand that my desire and my holding of this place causes more of a likelihood for others to find the same and the same and the same. So it is a larger movement than me just tapping in and doing something about it. It's me priming the pump. It's me setting the tone. It's me finding the place of it. It's me shining the light. It's me asking the questions. It's me readying myself. And then it's me watching the results of having accomplished that vibrational environment. Every day I love finding this place, and every day I love watching the results of the place that I've found. And I am eager to get out and watch that greater expansion and watch the details of that. But meanwhile, I'm just watching what's happening in my world right here around me, right here around me, as I show myself this leverage that I am activating as I tap into this energy that creates worlds. I believe with everything that I am, that I can be or do or have anything, that I can influence anything that I desire. And I'm so appreciative of the life experience that I have lived that's caused me to focus upon some things that are really important to me. And right now, I can feel that this is my step three moment. This is when I really understand what allowing source energy to flow to me and through me is. And I'm eager to get on with step four, and I'm doing it a little bit every day. But step three is where I reside right now. This is the work for me to do. So there's no impatience on my part, because there isn't anything for me to do. I'm not being called to do something I'm not ready to do. In fact, I will never be called to do something that I'm not ready to do. And when I try to push myself to do something that I'm not ready to do, that's where the vibrational imbalance comes in. So nice to know that Source has my back. So nice to know that the things that matter to me are underway. And so nice to know that my work is to hold this place, to hold this knowing, and not try to take the role of Source, not try to be all things to all people, not try to be the heart of any movement in the sense of action, but be to be the vibrational heart of the movement that is being asked for by the masses. I understand that I'm not the only one who put desire in my vortex. There are hundreds of thousands and millions and billions of people who have put desire in their vortex that I am helping as I find and own this vibrational place of allowing source energy to do what source energy knows how to do. I'm in the right place at the right time doing the right thing, and I'm loving my exposure to this life and what it provides for me. The way to start momentum is to start general. Someone called out nature. The way to start positive momentum really is to be as general as you can. Because when you get specific, what happens is you activate the momentum that you've already had going. Does that make sense? So the more general you are. So what's the most general thing that you could think when you wake in the morning? Something that's good feeling? Could you focus upon your body lying in the bed? Could you appreciate the fact that you breathed all night long and you didn't have to think about it? That your bodily functions are working, that your heart is pumping and that the air is flowing? Could you just for a moment acknowledge in appreciation, but really more generally, the physical well-being of that? No matter what's going on in your body, those things that are happening, it's big. It's really, really big. That's really big. It's really worth appreciating for a little bit. The roof over your head, the air conditioner when you're in a hot city, the structure that provides the electricity that makes it possible for this easily accessible and very low cost energy. Isn't that something worth focusing on? And isn't it positive, and doesn't it feel good? And isn't there some appreciation in that? And if you've stayed there for as little as 17 seconds, which we just did, isn't there something else that you could leapfrog into? Something else that feels equally good? Aren't you appreciating the commerce of your world? Aren't you appreciating the fact that the world is so large and there is so much energy and how dynamic it is? Don't you love the economy of your world? Don't you love the standard of living that you have access to? Isn't it nice? Don't you appreciate the way you get around? Have you looked at the vehicles that you drive? You look at the vehicles and you see how solid they are, how well constructed they are, how reasonable they are, how accessible they are. Don't you feel fortunate to live in an environment where everyone you know has transportation, not just transportation, but for the most part, really reliable transportation. Aren't you pleased with the organization that your government has provided that puts these roadways in place? Aren't you amazed that you can get anywhere that you want to be? Not just in your conveyances that are on the ground, but those that are in the air. Isn't this a wonderful time to be alive? Don't you love being at the peak of technology? Aren't you enjoying the computer that you have today? Do you remember the one that you had 20 years ago? Do you remember how many megabytes of memory you had in comparison with what you've got going on now? Don't you appreciate the ease of all of that? Now, did any of you feel any argument with any of that? Was it boring? In some cases, it was boring, but there was no resistance in the conversation. So now the momentum can continue. So you find yourself appreciating things like that generally. You find yourself appreciating things like that globally. You find yourself acknowledging the well-being of how most are thriving around you. You could even find yourself comparing yourself to those who live in other places and feeling appreciation for where you have landed and what you are accomplishing. Then you can move in to your appreciation for trading stocks and the facilities for it that make it possible and the intuitiveness that you find and how fun it is to use the power of your mind and how great it is to get to do the math and how nice it is that there is a mathematical science that you understand. And how nice it is that the market is broad enough that there is no long-term risk. And that knowing what you know and being able to apply your thoughts in the way that you do, that you can actually calculate with some accuracy what's coming back to you. And as you acknowledge the feeling of elation, as you've applied these principles, these laws of the universe, where you have deliberately brought yourself into vibrational alignment with something, brought yourself vibrationally up to speed with it, found thoughts and then practiced those thoughts and spoke them regularly. I'm really good at this and things go really well for me. And the clients that I work with and the others that I trade with, the others that I get to play with, this is really a remarkable thing that's going on. And you feel the momentum of that going. The reason that that momentum keeps going well for you is because that is the vibrational momentum that you've got going. But you can get that momentum going on every subject in the world. Anything that matters to you, you have the ability to allow, not get that momentum going, to allow the momentum that you already got going to sweep you into its momentum. This is the thing. Am I in the mode of receiving? Am I practicing the art of allowing? Am I practicing the art of allowing the momentum that has already been established by the desires that I've been offering? Am I allowing the momentum that has already been established by the desires that I've set into motion and continued by the non-physical energy that is giving its undivided attention to it? Am I now allowing myself to receive the benefit of that momentum, that incredible momentum? Do you understand the leverage in allowing yourself to be swept up into that momentum? And all it means is you got to choose that high-flying disc and keep choosing it until you have success at it. If you choose it and then you get lazy before breakfast, then not much has been accomplished. But if you choose it and are able to maintain it a little while, now results are going to come to you that are going to keep the momentum going. We promise you. You cannot have an idea that thrills you and then that pays off without understanding what momentum is. Law of attraction is the heart of momentum. But when you choose this and then you choose its opposite and then you choose this and then you choose its opposite, you don't allow the momentum to get going. You see how it works? But when you choose it, and don't resist it, and 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 choose it, and don't resist it. This is the energy that creates worlds, and it's available to you. It's coursing through you. All these unseen but not unknown non-physical energies, all those who are supporting you and believing in you and knowing what you've asked for and knowing that it's all right, all rooting for you, never disappointed when you're not on that disc, but always there waiting for you to join. So then, you get really good at it. You're on the disc on a really regular basis. Ah, and when you start hanging out on that high-flying disc, guess who joins you? Others who are hanging out on that high-flying disc. So the funnest ones are there, the smartest ones are there, the nicest ones are there, the most appreciative ones are there. You live in a world and it makes you wonder, what's anybody complaining about? What are they complaining about? What's all that stuff that they're living? Don't think about that too long, but what's that stuff that they're living? Don't they know how good this life is? Don't they know how prosperous this world is? Don't they know how high-flying and good-feeling it is? Why don't they feel like I do, you see? Well, because they've practiced something else. This was a really good discussion. You feel like you can do it? You feel like that you sometimes are doing it? We promise you, you will never again not feel good without knowing why. You've just got some other momentum going. Never again will you not know. The question is, and we're putting it to all of you, is there anything more important than the disc you choose? Do you have options about which disc you choose? Are you likely to get better at it as the days go by? If you choose that disc and slip from it, does it matter? So if you choose that disc for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 days and you slip from it, does it matter? Is your likelihood to stay on it better after the second week and third week and fourth week and fifth week? Do you know people who always seem to be on that high-flying disc? Do you know people whose worlds seem to go well all the time? Do you know people who bounce back from whatever is going on no matter what? Is it necessary that you stay only in that high-flying place? Is step one part of the equation? Is it all right to occasionally step into a different vibration with a different momentum? And what does that establish within you? A stronger decision or a stronger determination to move into that higher frequency? Can you get it wrong? Do you ever get it done? So what's the point of all of this? Now we really want you to think about this. What's the point of all of this? Are we talking about this disc so that you can then allow those things, those experiences, those people, those women, those cats, those dollars? Are we trying to get you on that disc so that all that stuff will then gravitate to you? Part of it. Be nice when that comes. But isn't there always going to be, aren't you always going to be standing in a place where you're making the choice? Aren't you always going to be standing in a place in your now where you're making the choice? So it's really a choice worth contemplating, because you can make it first thing in the morning or you can make it all day, every day. What disc am I choosing? What disc is this conversation on? Yeah, Abraham, I've been thinking that I drove all the way from San Diego to get in the hot seat because I want to tell you. Really? That's what you came all this way to discuss with infinite intelligence? What do you want to talk about now?
It's already been a really good day.
Yeah. It's a good day. It's a good day. And life is good, and all things are possible, and I can do this, and I feel invincible, and I believe in the laws of the universe. I know that they're consistent, and I know that they're not working for me or against me. They're just working, and I know how they work, and I know about attraction, and I know about focus. I'm really good at that. And I know about emotions, and now I understand that emotions are the indication of the disc. And now I'm clear about what I'm reaching for. I'm going to choose the emotion first. I'm going to choose my point of attraction first. I'm going to watch what happens as I choose my point of attraction first. I'm going to tend to my disc. I'm going to tend to the spinning disc that I'm on. I'm going to be the center of my universe. I'm going to watch what comes in response to me. There's nothing more exhilarating than being a deliberate creator. I love living in this universe where there are so many options and so many subjects and so many things to think about and so many people that will play with me on any level of vibrational frequency that I choose. It is so rich with so much depth and breadth. I can't think of anything I would rather do than be in physical form out here on the leading edge, exposed to all of this contrast. Choosing things and then watching the vibrational response to the things that I've chosen. Oh, sculpting the energy, creating worlds, and never ceasing doing that.
Support for KFAI Cone from Dakota, presenting the Rebirth Brass Band Monday, January 19th. New Orleans Rebirth Brass Band was founded by brothers Phil and Keith Fraser over 35 years ago. Their sound plays homage to the New Orleans Brass Band tradition while incorporating elements of jazz, funk, soul, and R&B. More information about the Rebirth Brass Band at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
This last segment is going to be me reading affirmations. I'm starting with the affirmations. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. Comes from Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And then I will end this segment with wealth affirmations. A beautiful way to start 2026. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. The past has no power over me. Because I am willing to learn and to change, I see the past as necessary to bring me to where I am today. I am willing to begin where I am right now, to clean the rooms of my mental house. I know it doesn't matter where I start, so I now begin with the smallest and the easiest rooms, and in that way I will see results quickly. I am thrilled to be in the middle of this adventure, for I know I will never go through this particular experience again. I am willing to set myself free. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I am one with the power that created me. I have within me all the ingredients for success. I now allow the success formula to flow through me and manifest in my world. Whatever I am guided to do will be a success. I learn from every experience. I go from success to success, from glory to glory. My pathway is a series of stepping stones to ever greater successes. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I am one with the power that created me. I am totally open and receptive to the abundant flow of prosperity that the universe offers. All my needs and desires are met before I even ask. I am divinely guided and protected. And I make choices that are beneficial for me. I rejoice in others' successes, knowing that there is plenty for us all. I am constantly increasing my conscious awareness of abundance, and this reflects in a constantly increasing income. My good comes from everywhere and everyone. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I recognize my body as a good friend. Each cell in my body has divine intelligence. I listen to what it tells me, and I know that its advice is valid. I am always safe and divinely protected and guided. I choose to be healthy and free. All is well in my world. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself, therefore, I take loving care of my body. I lovingly feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it. And my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself, therefore, I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that feels my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself, therefore, I behave and think in a loving way to all people, for I know that that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore, I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am free. I love myself, therefore, I love totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure, for I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forevermore. And so it is. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I am always divinely protected and guided. It is safe for me to look within myself. It is safe for me to look into the past. It is safe for me to enlarge my viewpoint of life. I am far more than my personality, past, present, or future. I now choose to rise above my personality problems to recognize the magnificence of my being. I am totally willing to learn to love myself. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I now choose calmly and objectively to see my old patterns. And I am willing to make changes. I am teachable. I can learn. I am willing to change. I choose to have fun doing this. I choose to react as though I have found a treasure when I discover something else to release. I see and feel myself changing moment by moment. Thoughts no longer have power over me. I am the power in my world. I choose to be free. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I no longer choose to believe in old limitations and lack. I now choose to begin to see myself as the universe sees me, perfect, whole, and complete. The truth of my being is that I was created perfect, whole, and complete. I am now perfect, whole, and complete. I will always be perfect, whole, and complete. I now choose to live my life from this understanding. I am in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I see any resistance patterns within me only as something else to release. They have no power over me. I am the power in my world. I flow with the changes taking place in my life as best I can. I approve of myself and the way I am changing. I am doing the best I can. Each day gets easier. I rejoice that I am in the rhythm and flow of my ever-changing life. Today is a wonderful day, and I choose to make it so. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. Change is the natural law of my life. I welcome change. I am willing to change. I choose to change my thinking. I choose to change the world I use. I choose to change the words I use. I move from the old to the new with ease and with joy. It is easier for me to forgive than I thought. Forgiving makes me feel free and light. It is with joy that I learn to love myself more and more. The more resentment I release, the more love I have to express. Changing my thoughts make me feel good. I am learning to choose to make today a pleasure to experience. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. My life is ever new. Each moment of my life is new and fresh and vital. I use my affirmative thinking to create exactly what I want. This is a new day. I am a new me. I think differently. I speak differently. I act differently. Others treat me differently. My world is a reflection of my new thinking. It is a joy and a delight to plant new seeds, for I know these seeds will become my new experiences. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I support myself and life supports me. I see evidence of the law working all around me and in every area of my life. I reinforce that which I learn in joyous ways. My day begins with gratitude and joy. I look forward with enthusiasm to the adventures of the day, knowing that in my life, all is good. I love who I am and all that I do. I am the living, loving, joyous expression of life. All is well in my world. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more love I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. I love myself. I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure, for I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forever. All is well in my world. There is one healing power in the universe, and it is within me now. This power created my body and knows how to heal and restore it. It formed me from two small cells and developed me into a complete spiritual and human being. This power is ever active. It never sleeps, never tires, and never fails. I am one with this power right now. It is my true nature and the essence of my being. God's miracle working power flows through me now. I am faithful to my covenant, and my covenant is faithful to me. I have the prophecy of abundance. I am the sound of certainty. I am the child of infinite abundance. This is the body through which wealth flows. It is safe to receive. It is safe to receive. It is safe to receive. I am wealth walking. I am wealth walking. I am wealth walking. I am enough. I am the sacred home of wealth. I am the sacred home of wealth. I am the sacred home of wealth. The world reflects what I believe. I remember who I am. Life responds with floods of abundance. I am radiant wealth. The world rearranges itself to bless me. The world rearranges itself to bless me. The world rearranges itself to bless me. I command the feast. I command the feast. I command the feast. I am the temple of overflow, building empires of light. I am the heir of galaxies. I am awakening the intelligence within. I step into divine stewardship. My joy is my ministry. Pour the wine of wisdom. Because I give, I have. What I offer from joy comes back in miracles. I move from the truth of enoughness. I radiate wealth. I bless the world by existing in truth. I carry the secret code. I no longer seek, I remember. I am the universe vibrating in human form. I command and decree that infinite abundance flows through me now. I am an irresistible magnet for divine prosperity. The universe conspires in my favor at this very moment. My desires materialize with supernatural speed. Wealth seeks me out and finds me wherever I am. It is done. I accept and receive all the miracles that belong to me. So it is. So it is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
To see magic lands, close your eyes and you will see one. Want to be a dreamer?